Jacques Chirac, twice president of France, died on September 26th, aged 86.
Fans praised his wit and tactile warmth. Unlike most French politicians, he enjoyed hobnobbing with the voters, preferably over a beer or slice of saucisson in an unpretentious zinc-clad bar. Jacques Chirac was successful too, mayor of Paris, twice prime minister and twice president from 1995 to 2007. He may have bought a chateau in La France Profonde, but it was a little one, sniffed a snobbish predecessor, Valéry Giscard d'Estaing. For the French, his love of France and its people made him sympa. Yet cynicism was also his hallmark. Abroad, he seemed to favour dictators over democrats. He told African strongmen not to worry about elections. He sold a nuclear reactor to Saddam Hussein's Iraq. A Russian speaker, as a student, he translated Pushkin's Eugene Onegin. He counted Vladimir Putin as a personal friend and loathed the badly brought-up East Europeans with their high-minded talk and Atlanticist outlook. Where others had principles, he had prickles. A proud defender of the French language, he stormed out of a summit meeting when a French businessman dared to use English. He also said, only half-jokingly, that Britain's deplorable cuisine made it inherently untrustworthy. Despite a happy student summer at Harvard, he bridled at America's overweening ways, arguing for a multipolar world as a way to counter its post-war dominance. Equally, he set up France 24 to rival the Anglo-Saxon imperialism of the BBC and CNN. He was contrarian, too, resuming nuclear testing in the Pacific to international dismay.